Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Oh, I love that.
Where did you find this?
Good job, DJ. Good job.
That's crazy.
You know, I don't know a lot of polkas, but about half the polkas I know are about beer.
That's really good.
Wow.
Gee, why are we talking about beer, fellas?
Well, here's the thing. It's National Coffee Cake Day, and
oh,
I'm very pro coffee cake. It's National Burrito Day. Who doesn't like a good burrito? And it's National Beer Day. National Beer Day. A good day for me would be combining all three of those into one feast. But I think most of us can agree on beer. Most of us.
Sure, sure. And, but I can't do like the IPAs or the Guinness. Like my favorite is a Blue Moon with a slice of lemon or orange, actually, a slice of orange. Although I haven't had beer in a long time. I really miss it. But I'm also a cheap date. I will do a Miller Lite or a Yingling from Pennsylvania.
Yingling is good. I like Bent Paddle. They have some great varieties up in Duluth. I like Excelsior Brewing, out in Excelsior, of all places. And Surly has a long list of great beers.
Yeah, that's
but
Mark's
I'm not
favorite.
A beer snob. I will drink whatever somebody puts in front of me. And I like... Oh, there you go. Now, there's some debate,
was that me
though,
on the air one day?
Is a sour beer, is that considered a beer? I don't mind having a sour beer every now and then.
Of course, a sour. That's very different than a cider. But sour beer is definitely still a beer.
I like the sour beers. I like the citrusy beers. I like the stouts. I like the lagers. I like variety. Beer is a metaphor for life. You know, why be stuck with one? Try a whole bunch. But I didn't realize this. We celebrate National Beer Day every year on April 7th to honor the end of Prohibition. In the United States, when beer makes was sense. Outlawed, all alcohol was outlawed. The Cullen-Harrison Act was enacted by Congress on March 23rd, 1933, and signed the next day by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Having gone 13 years without drinking alcoholic beverages, FDR offered up one of his more quotable quotes. He said, quote, I think this would be a good time for a beer. And so National Beer Day is a time where we can raise a toast to the oldest and most venerable of all beverages, Jordana and DJ. People have been making beer for more than 5,000 years. In fact, the oldest known recipe is for beer.
Really?
Forget food.
It's hard to do. It's a lot of process.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, we've been perfecting it 5,000 1,000 years of beer making. And
beer.
Over something.
Yeah.
Well, hey, DJ, do you make your own beer? That sounds like something you might hobby at.
No, I do not. It sounds interesting, beer. But you need a lot of equipment and a lot of patience for that.
It's
and
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I have not gotten into that.
Yeah. I imagine 5,000 years ago, beer tasted a lot different than
bet.
It does today.
You think?
I do.
And people still drank it back then. Did they drink it for the taste or the medicinal purposes?
Mm.
Just to get a little loopy.
That's
what is it about
question.
Human nature we like to get loopy? Where does that come from?
Well, life is hard, Paul. And sometimes you just need an escape or you need just to a little relief from the anxiety or the pressures. And a good drink does that for you. It kind of relaxes you. I'm sure there's some kind of actual physicality to it that, I don't know, what beer does in your, or alcohol does in your nervous system, opening the blood vessels in the brain, just chilling everybody out. And also we talked about coffee yesterday on DJ's travel segment. Like a good beer or a cocktail can do that too. It's very ritualistic. You know, at the end of a day, you might crack open a beer if you're watching the game, or you know, you might pour a drink, and there's some it awakens all of the senses. You can smell the beer, you can taste the beer, you can see it, you can hear it being poured in the glass. Like, it's very sensory, so I can appreciate the ritual of that.
It's a little less about the taste of the beer and more about the bonding experience. Having a beer with friends, you know, it brings people together. Yeah. It's the experience. And look, if there's a beer that you are just absolutely in love with and you want to share, something that is just light years better than anything you've ever tried, don't keep it a secret. Share it with us. Text us 651-461-9226. It may be the most important public service we provide during this show. What beer just knocks you out? 651-461-9226. And you know who likes beer? You know who likes beer?
Todd Walker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's up next.
Yes, he is.
Welcome back. If you're thinking about what to do this weekend and maybe you need an escape from this weather, it's insane. As always, we have our man about town, Todd Walker, joining us live from somewhere that looks delicious in St. Paul to line up this weekend. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd. How are you guys doing? How are you doing, DJ and Paul and Jordana? Jordana, you look great today.
Thank you.
I've got some great food to share with you today at a restaurant downtown St. Paul. But you want to start with, we're still in fish fry season. Do you want to start with fish fries?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's hear suggestions.
All right. Our fish fry suggestion this week came from Adam, and he said you have to go down to St. Dinette, downtown St. Paul. First of all, if you haven't been to the restaurant, it is an unbelievable restaurant. And they said, you know what? We're not going to do your typical fish fry. We're going to step it up a bit. So they did a Nashville hot fish fry. I went down and tried it.
Ooh.
Paul, you guys, it is off the charts great. You've got to go down and check it out. It's reasonably priced. It's $20. Sits on top of, you know, the bread that everything soaks into. Just a great restaurant all around. So you got to check it out. So that's the listener suggestion. Keep rolling, man. And as I said last week, I think at the end of the fish fry season, we'll just do like a whole list or the week going into it because everybody keeps asking. All right, asked where I'm at. You asked where I'm at. I am downtown St. Paul. Of course, the Minnesota Wild are doing really well this season. So I was like scouting around at where some of the places people are going to watch Wild games and to actually dine. So I'm at Grey Duck. Grey Duck was closed during the pandemic. They reopened, and I'm going to show some of our viewers on Facebook Live some of the entrees that I'm looking at here. This beautiful masterpiece is bruschetta. Which, I mean, that, unbelievable. Now, Jordana, this one isn't for you, but it would be for Paul and DJ. Look at this rack of ribs. I said, okay, make me up what's selling well down here during the Wild game.
Ooh.
That's a rack of ribs. I wish I could box it up and send it to you guys. Unbelievable.
And I just want to remind everyone, Todd is saying you can see it because we are streaming this on the CCO Facebook channel and also on the CCO Twitter. So if you're saying, well, of course I can't see it because it's radio, you can if you log on to the Facebook or the Twitter, you'll see the live stream.
Yeah, absolutely. And last but not least, you have to log on just to see this beautiful plate of a trio of tacos. It's so good. So once again, if you are going out, you're heading down, you're going to watch the Wild game. I wanted three items so you guys could choose. And I thought, yeah, Paul, you're going to get the rack of ribs. DJ, you're going to get the tacos. And my lovely Jordana, you're going to get the bruschetta.
Are you going to mail those to us?
Okay.
Are you going to FedEx those?
Yeah, Paul, I wish I could. And you know what? And they made me a specialty cocktail, too. This Ooh, is nice. A slinginberry. It's gin, lime juice, ginger ale. And I'm going to take a sip here before we roll into what's going on this weekend.
Mm. Hey, Todd, today, while you slurp, and I'm very jealous, today is National Beer Day. So can we please start with the Minnesota Craft Beer Festival?
Paul, please. That's why I have it on the list today. Yes, it's the Minnesota Craft Beer Festival is happening this weekend. If you've not gone to this in the past, it is a lot of fun, and it's huge. It's so big that it's at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's happening on Saturday from 1 until 5. Tickets start at about $45, go up to $65. And catch this, guys, 450 different beers from 115 different breweries around the state.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a really fun time. And they have a designated driver pricing as well. But yeah, go down there, celebrate beer in Minnesota. So it's a lot of fun.
Todd, I wanted to ask you about the film festival, Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival.
Yeah.
Now, starts this weekend. So tell me about that.
Right. Now, there's two different film festivals in town. A lot of times people get this confused. I've covered both of them throughout the years. There's the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. It is exactly what it says, international. And then there's a Minnesota Minneapolis Film Festival that our friend Jaden, who you've had on before, runs. So this is the different one. This is what happens every year in April. It runs through April 14th. You can buy single tickets for $15, or you can buy a book of tickets and you can go see, or a pass, and you can go see all of these great shows. But it's really interesting films, 250 films from 70 countries around the world. So it's a great film festival. I talked to one of the guys that actually watches the films. I thought, if it's a film festival, how do they select the films? And a guy by the name of Craig Rice, which would be a great upcoming guest, he watches all these films. So he sits down, watches, and selects which ones are going to be part of the film festival. I was like, holy cow, how do you do that? Yeah, so he sees hundreds and hundreds of films every year.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, I've killed some brain cells in my day, and I'm not sure if I mentioned that today is National Beer Day. But talk about pairing beer and donuts.
Oh.
Sweetest festival in town. Our listeners demand more information about that.
Okay. Paul, I'm loving your selections here today. I always try to put together a diverse list and see where you're going to go. And this one is just great. This is happening. It's called the Sweetest Festival in Town. And it, as you said, it's the Donut and Beer Festivals. And it's happening at, oh boy, help me out with how to pronounce it. I butchered this. Utapils. Yeah. It's Utapils Brewery. And in Minneapolis, it's tickets start at $20, go up to $50. And it's just, I read up on this, and it's put on by Food and Travel. So they put this on, and they select the best donuts throughout the entire Twin Cities, set this up over here at Utapils Brewery. And so you can do like tickets to get beer and coffee and your donut. And it just seems like such a crazy thing. And it's on a Sunday fun day. I don't know. I love the idea. And if I was going to be in town, a little teaser of what we're going to do next week, if I was going to be in town, I would, I'd be over there.
Yeah.
All right. Before you tell us where you're going to go, tell us about Easter at the Castle. This is at the Swedish Institute, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, the Turnblad Mansion is so beautiful. If you haven't been to the American Swedish Institute, they put on such great programming. So this is happening once again at ASI. It's $15. Kids under two are completely free. And they hide the eggs inside the castle. So you get a chance to explore the castle, go throughout and try to find the different eggs. It's just a really beautiful event. And especially with the weather we're having currently, it's really, I think, going to be a great place to go. So once again, that's at the American Swedish Institute, $15. And it's happening on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Sounds great. I think we still, do we have time to talk about what's happening at the Fitz?
Oh, yes. Okay. At the Fitz. If you want to head down to the Fitzgerald Theater, downtown St. Paul, there's a great comedy show. I think everybody's familiar with Whose Line Is It Anyway? So this is the live version of it. So it's, and it's, you know, it's all ages friendly, and it's happening in the Fitzgerald. This is happening Friday night, so tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $39.50. They bring a great cast of stand-up comedians. They involve the audience, and it just simply is a really, really good time. If I was going to be in town... I'll make it quick. I got a call last week, but our show next week is going to be a lot of fun. Got a call last week and from Viking Cruise Lines, and they said we're launching the maiden voyage of a 350 passenger smaller ship that is going to be very much like the one that's going to be launching here in St. Paul, going all the way down to New Orleans, and one that's going to St. Louis. Would you be interested in checking out the ship? And I said, sure. Yeah. When is that? They said next Friday. So tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'm heading from here and flying to Bermuda and doing all the islands around in Bermuda, like St. Mark's and St. Kitts and all those different places. And then I'm taking, we'll be on the water for 4 days going to New York City. So I'm going from Bermuda to New York City. So next week, I'm going to have, we've done some great scenery in our great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, but I'm going to be on the open ocean, open waters next week and giving you guys a glimpse of that.
Oh, I can't wait for to stream that live. Right? It'll be like we're on vacation with you. Thank you, Todd. Yes,
take your Dramamine, Todd. I'm sorry about that tropical storm. It'll be fine, really.
Paul, don't do that to me. I was just thinking about that earlier. All right, guys. I'd love to chat further, but I'm about ready to dive in to a taco.
Yeah.
He chose the tacos. That's, of course, Todd Walker. Find him on social at Todd P. Walker. And I just posted Todd's list on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. You can find everything there. And, Paul, I just wanted to throw in one more event. My friend Tommy McBrayer with the Central Neighborhood Organization has an event this weekend, April 9th and 10th. It's called Don't Shoot Guns, 3-on-3. Okay. They want you to shoot hoops. Don't shoot guns, shoot hoops. So this is a 3-on-3 tournament. It's at the Colin Powell Center, which is on 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. General admission is $10, $20 per player. If you want to play, it's 3-on-3. It's Saturday and Sunday. And Don't Shoot Guns, Shoot Hoops tournament. Look for information at the Central Neighborhood Organization or just Google Don't Shoot Guns, Shoot Hoops. This is a great event, and I hope Tommy gets a great turnout because he's a great community organizer trying to reimagine 38th Street and the Central Neighborhood. And just want to give him a shout out.
Very cool. I'm glad you mentioned that. Hope the turnout is great.
Hey, no doubt.
George, tomorrow, of course, opening day for the Twins. When we come back, today's terrible trivia. How much do you know about the home opener? DJ will quiz all of us next.
Oh, my. Happy to hear that. There's a sign of spring. There's a sign of spring. Twins are playing baseball. The real deal tomorrow. Spring can't be far behind, can it, Jor? Can it?
No, it better not be. My goodness, it's April 7th. We could use some sunshine. Not complaining, just making a note.
We're all complaining.
Just make a note.
DJ, I'm glad you could put this quiz together, I think.
Guys, the beauty of opening day, and Mike Mack said this yesterday, is that it's a fresh, clean slate. Just like spring is kind of a fresh new start to the year and your grass is coming up for the first time, everybody starts 0-0. Hope springs eternal for every baseball team. And that's what we'll hear tomorrow right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Pregame starts at 2:30, I believe. First pitch a little after 3 as the Twins take on the Mariners. But today I have a quiz for you guys. Some trivia. Are you ready?
Well, no, but we're going to play anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
Can't wait. Let's
it is show. Today's terrible trivia, so I hope you,
right?
Okay. You know,
don't.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Jordana, the Twins, of course, moved to Minnesota and became the Twins in 1960. Before that, they were called the Senators and played in Washington, D.C., and they actually started in the American Association as the Washington Statesmen. What year did that team, the Washington Statesmen, which then became the Senators and became the Twins, what year did they play their first opening day? What was their first season? Was that in 1891,
Oh, God.
Or 1911 or 1921?
No Googling.
I'm going to say 1921.
No, they actually started playing in 1891. Can
really?
You believe that? Yep.
Well, I can't. That's why I didn't guess it.
It was in a different league, and it was a different name, but that the franchise has its history all the way back to the 1800s.
These questions are going to be tough because, DJ, weren't you an intern with the Twins?
Yeah, yes, I did intern with the Twins Radio
right.
Network.
He knows everything.
2009,
oh,
yes.
Boy. Oh, boy. So, okay. All right.
Okay, Paul, we're doing great so far. I love this. Paul.
Yeah right?
Opening day of 2018 was a special one for the Twins because an animal made some news that day. Which one of these was a true story from opening day at Target Field in 2018, just a few years ago? A, T.C. Bear was injured during a stunt in the fourth inning. B, an eagle attacked the visiting pitcher during pregame warmups. Or C, a squirrel ran off with the game ball during the seventh inning stretch. Which one of those is true? I was at this game. I remember it.
God, it's so bizarre. And I do vaguely remember there was a kerfuffle.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe the squirrel would actually be able to run off with a ball. I mean, that would have to be a big squirrel with a big mouth to do that. But an eagle? I do remember, yeah, I thought it was the pitcher, the guest pitcher, the pitcher from the opposing team. Who do they play?
Who do they play tomorrow? Or who do they play?
No, who do they play in 2018?
That game? Oh, boy. Like, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Do I have to give you that hint? I don't think I'm allowed to give you any more hints.
Well, I'd like to turn the tables. I'm going to go with that. Something with the pitcher and an eagle, as unlikely as that sounds.
That's right. They were playing the Mariners, same team they play tomorrow. And during pregame warm, there was, like, an eagle that was there to, like, fly over the crowd during the national anthem. And dove down and attacked the starting pitcher for the Mariners who was warming up in the outfield.
It was an attack eagle.
Yes!
An attack eagle.
That's so good.
That's right. Did he get hurt, David? Did he still play?
No. Oh, yeah. No, he didn't get hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, it
okay,
just like
right?
landed on his hat and was flying around for a few seconds.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So go look up that video.
Funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the Twins are really good at training those eagles.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Wow.
Okay. Back to you, Jordana. The earliest Twins home opener ever was played, like earliest in the year, was played on what date? March 28th, April 1st, or April 4th? The earliest they've ever...
The earliest.
Yep, the earliest they've ever had their opener was...
March. I'm going to say March 28th.
That's correct. Wow. And that was just a few years ago in 2019.
But didn't they decide they have to move opening day a little bit later because this is Minnesota? And as evidenced by today, you can't always guarantee the weather.
Well,
is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's been an ongoing debate, and they keep kind of retooling how they do the schedule. But yes, that's certainly a concern in all the cold weather cities that you could. And you see those games every once in a while where there's snow flying at a baseball game. So, Paul, what was the latest ever Twins home opener? Was it April 21st, May 17th, or July 28th?
How could it be May or July?
If there was a strike
a
lockout.
Yeah, strike.
Something spoiled boys who get to play a game for for a living.
Thank you.
Or doing.
Jordana, thank you for
your helping
assistant.
Paul.
You're kind of my lifeline. You're my lifeline.
Like that happens. Yeah.
You know, I hadn't thought yet, but would that have been 1970? The last I don't know. I'm going to go with May. It's April.
No, and it's actually much more recent memory in 2020. The baseball season was suspended in spring training, and they didn't start the season until July. And the Twins' home opener was on July 28th.
See,
that year,
we should remember that. We blocked it out.
2020, yeah. And they played a 60 game season, I think.
The pandemic.
Yes,
right.
The pandemic season. Yes. So,
oh my God.
So the earliest ever March 28th in 2019, and then of course just 1 year later the latest
shortened
ever
season.
Yeah.
Oof.
Okay, back to Jordana. One question left each. Jordana, the average temperature for a Twins home opener. The average temperature for a Twins home opener. And
how did I get this one?
Is 39 degrees or 44 degrees or 57 degrees?
44.
No, it's actually 57 degrees.
57. Come on. Yeah. In Paul, Minnesota?
Paul, would you have gotten that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems way too warm.
The average high now is 53.
Early April. That, come on, Paul. That seems way too warm. 57?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it would be about the average high of the first or second week of April, which is in the 50s, right, Paul?
I know, but for a normal place, that would be very warm. But again, as evidenced today,
look out the window, by the way, it's friends. Still snowing outside and 31 degrees.
But it's a beautiful, it's like a snow globe. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more question about opening day trivia here before we go to Max.
This is to win everything.
Yeah, okay,
this is to win the whole everything. Thing.
Is this for Paul?
Oh, right? I wasn't keeping track of our score.
Oh, I am.
Last year, the Twins home opener was played on April 8th against the Mariners, same team they played now. They won by a final score of 10-2. Paul, who was the winning pitcher on opening day last year? Was it Jose Berríos or Randy Dobnak or Johan Santana?
I thought it was Berríos.
I thought so too.
That's right. Yeah. Jose Berríos went.
That's what I would have guessed also.
5.2 innings and got the win that day.
Yeah.
Well,
finishes strong.
There we go.
Finishes strong.
Good job.
Yes.
Thank you, DJ, getting us into the Twins baseball spirit.
I'm ready. It doesn't feel like baseball, but we are ready. And it was a smart move to move it to tomorrow because this is pure misery.
Thank God.
Yeah, to watch them play or to be out there.
They could have had like Christmas Day and had TC in a Santa Claus outfit today, you know?
Oh, my God.
They could have been snowshoeing out in left field, right?
Oh, my God. So speaking of sports, so what did the Twins do all day? What's Mike Max up to? We'll check in with him next on CCO.
Maxi Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. So much to cover. Wolves have a big game tonight, playing the Spurs right here on CCO. We've got the men's Frozen Four. We've got the Twins home opener tomorrow. But I would be remiss if I didn't lead, or at least ask you the first question about Tiger Woods, who's tied for 11th, one under par after the first round at the Masters. And I'm just amazed that he's playing. He's been good for golf. Golf has been good for Tiger. Mm-hmm. What thoughts do you have about Tiger trying to go for his, sixth green jacket?
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks he's really going to contend for a green jacket. They're just wondering, what state he'll be in. And to go under par in the first round, that was amazing to me. Mm. Because I think a lot of people thought, oh, boy, what if he blows up here? And,
Right.
Glad you tried, but to be hit one under at Augusta, that's pretty impressive. That's a pretty impressive day of golf. If you're 11th and one under, if he can just make the cut and stay in it Saturday and Sunday, many studies have been done on what they call the Tiger effect. But the Tiger effect on that for the ratings will be off the charts.
Yep.
Maxie, is it true that he almost lost his leg in that car accident?
I guess so. It wasn't just that; it was more than that. The accident was pretty gruesome, what he had to do rehab wise, all those things. He talked about his whole team of people that he must employ to get him back to a playing state. Was good. When you look at that car, you go, ooh. I don't know how you'd overcome that, but he has, and let's be honest, golf isn't football in terms of coming back from. There's fewer muscles, and you don't need to you don't need to dunk a basketball or something like that. But it's a test, and he's been he had been grinding it, of course, to get back to who he was before. And probably if you think about it, in all our lifetimes, probably one of the most spectacular stories in sports. I mean the. Where he started, what he did, how he got there, and then the fall, and then the comeback, and then the accident, and then the comeback. I mean, probably the most fascinating sports story that we've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. And America loves a good comeback story.
Yeah, and that's why we root for him. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, talk about the Wolves. Can you explain it? It's kind of the new math, but six seed, seven seed. Okay, what's the deal?
It looks like they'll get the seven seed. They'll play the Los Angeles Clippers next Tuesday night at home. If they win that game, they're in the playoffs. They'd play Memphis, I believe, in the first round of the playoffs. If they lose that game, they're still not out because of the seventh seed. So if they lose that game, then they would play maybe San Antonio again, depending on how it plays out. And if they'd win the second game, they'd still go to the playoffs. So because you get the seventh seed, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all are in what they call this playoff window. If you're the seventh seed, they slant it in your direction. That's your reward for record. So you get to play at home on Tuesday, and if you win, done, just move on to the next round. If you lose, then I think you play Thursday at home again against the winner of the other game, and you can still get in. So you need to win one out of two at home if you're the Timberwolves next week. One out of two at home, doesn't matter which one, against teams with a worse record than you. So it really favors it in your direction.
Okay. Good. Thank you for explaining that.
Oof. And Mikey, I believe you're on tonight. And anything change?
Oh, because the Wolves. But go ahead.
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Wolves game tonight. Sorry about that. Anything change for tomorrow because they postponed it a day, or it's just a repeat, just Groundhog Day?
No, but they made the big trade today. Taylor Rogers, that I didn't see coming, saw him yesterday. I just talked to him yesterday at the game. He was at the practice. He was in a Twins uniform. He didn't tell me he was going to get traded to San Diego. I would have interviewed him and said, hey, how do you feel about going to San Diego?
But what a jerk.
He's a really good player and a good guy, and they get this Paddock is the key in the deal from San Diego. He's he's still coming into his prime. He showed signs early in 2019, has been just okay since then as a pitcher, but it probably speaks more to the fact that the Twins really feel like they need to add to their starting pitching rotation. And if this is the best guy you can get, I mean, it ain't great for Taylor Rogers. Rogers is really good in the last year of a contract, but we'll see. But it's hard to see Taylor Rogers go.
Maxie, appreciate you. We'll be watching on the tube. Apply makeup, extra makeup tonight, okay?
Wish you had told me that last night. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Maxie.
All
Thanks,
right.
Thanks, Mikey. The news is next on CCO.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.